You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
This is episode 775 of the Dressage Radio Show on the Horse Radio Network, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. The Dressage Radio Show is the official podcast of the United States Dressage Federation. On today's show, we chat with Stacy Hastings on her week at Reese's for the FEIA certification. Next up, Megan met Megan Ward at a horse show over the weekend, who is the president of the Eastern Iowa Dressage and Eventing Association, who are the winners of the 2024 GMO Participation Award of the USDF Book Club. Last, we are so excited to speak with the newest individual young rider champion at the North American Young Rider Championships, Lexi Kmet. This is Reese Koffler Stanfield in Georgetown, Kentucky.
And I am Megan McIsaac from Oregon, Wisconsin, and you're listening to the Dressage Radio Show. Hey, Reese.
Hey, Megan, how are you?
I lost a tooth, Reese. I'm hurting.
Ouch. Girl. Oh, no. What? No, you didn't tell me this before. You can't hit me with this in the intro. How are you doing? Oh, my gosh.
Face hurts. So it's been kind of rough, and we're getting ready for the instructor's workshop.
Yes.
And so I'm a little crazy, and you just finished yours. How
are
you?
We just finished ours, and we're going to hear from Stacy Hastings. It was great. It was so fun to meet them. And yeah, the best part about, I mean, there were a lot of good things, but my kitties were the main attraction of the workshop. Yeah. Everyone loved my kitties. And it was also literally 110 one day. So everybody wanted to hang out in the tack room, which is where the kitties live. So my kitties, like, if they weren't broke before the clinic, now they're really broke. Cause now they're like, we love people. So it was super fun.
That is so awesome.
Yeah.
And you survived being a host. This is the first time the FEIA certification was put on.
That's right.
And you survived.
Yeah, we survived. Yeah. Well, you know, again, they're all professionals that were here. So that made it really easy, which was super cool. And it was great. It was really fun to see everybody and to, you know, again, and we'll talk about this in our interview, but, you know, it is the community that we all gain, right? And that's how you and I became pretty good friends, was through a different conference. We knew each other and did Young Riders together. But, you know, that is kind of what it is and what we want to do. And we want to meet and enjoy people and become friends in a community. I think that's one of the reasons, you know, we do this show is, you know, Megan and I are truly friends. And I want to hear how her show went. And I want to hear all this. And that's, I think, where this all comes about. So I'm going to be really excited to hear how your program goes. And we'll have to tell everybody all next time. But Megan, you went to a horse show.
I went to a horse show. I actually just coached.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And I was so proud of my students. Lisa, she has earned all her medals, and it's just nice to work on things. Like,
yes,
she's not going for a score. She can relax and we can really work on things. And it really makes a difference to not ride for a score, as you know.
Yes. Yes. Well, and I think, you know, we love the medal programs, not dishing, but
no.
Sometimes I'm just so happy when people get their medals, because I'm like, okay, now we can actually like work on the level instead of being so nervous to get the score. So, you know, I think
it's
nice. It's really nice, especially at the Grand Prix level. Like, every time you go down that center line, you learn something, and it's equally as hard. It's just, it's nice when you don't have to then do it for a score, for sure. Well, I'm sure you know, you're doing it to make it better and you're not worried so much about the score, which I think is
phenomenal. Well, she actually received the score she wanted, right?
Heck,
because
yeah,
she wasn't riding for the score. It's such a, you know, you ride so hard and you want to, you know, we're perfectionists. We want to do well. Everyone wants to do well. But sometimes when you want it so bad, it gets in the way. And so that was really fun to see. And then, of course, I met Megan Ward.
I know. You guys, I love the story. It's so cute.
Mm-hmm. It was really awesome. I just introduced myself to our neighbor. She was wearing beautiful purple. Everything was purple, halter, buckets. And I was like, I have to meet this lady. She's way more organized than I am.
Right.
And so, and then she was like, I know who you are. And I know all about the book club. And I was like, wait a minute, you need to come on the show. So it was really fun to talk to her.
Oh, that is so cool. I love that. Well, we have a little break from horse showing now. I have some eventers that are showing in the next month or so, but we don't have really another horse show till September. So it's kind of nice to be on a little break, especially as everyone's kind of getting ready to go back to school and all that kind of stuff. So we're kind of on a break a little bit. I think I'm going to, my gray horse, Rocky, we're going to do some field trips just to kind of continue keeping that skill sharp of getting on the trailer and coming home, which is hard for him. So we're going to keep doing that in preparation for the fall season. But, you know, I hope everyone gets a chance. Like I always tell my students, in an ideal world, we get qualified early and then we can use the rest of the summer for exactly what you're saying, which is like just perfecting and making things better. And, you know, we also do some schooling shows this time of year. They're pretty active here in August, which is nice. So people can get back out there. And I think that's so cool. So I hope everyone's having that opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Well, I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we have a great show. We're going to have a commercial break from Kentucky Performance Products and then get into it with our first interview.
Woohoo!
Summer Games Electrolytes. When your horses lose significant amount of electrolytes influence as he sweats, problems such as dehydration, muscle cramping, fatigue, tying up, and colic may occur. Even in mild forms, these conditions can have a negative impact on your horse's ability to perform and recover after exercise. Research shows that electrolytes help regulate nerve and muscle function and maintain a healthy fluid balance. Summer Games Electrolytes is formulated to replenish electrolytes and trace minerals as they are lost when your horse sweats, regardless of the season. It also stimulates the thirst response so he or she continues to drink and stay hydrated. For more information, visit kppusa.com or call 859-873-2974. Well, tonight I am so excited to have my new friend. We just met last week, Stacy Hastings. She's also an FEI certified instructor. She came to my farm for the FEI A workshop that we were both participating in, and I had so much fun meeting her. I had to have her on the show. Stacy, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, we love it. You came last week. We knew each other on paper, but we'd never met. And you actually had just come back. I mean, this was such a cool thing. I have to ask you about it. You were just in Brazil, right?
Yeah, I was. It was a trip of a lifetime. It was, you know, for work, if you want to call it that. We were there for, it was me and another instructor teaching at a beautiful farm. They have 240 horses. They're all PRE and Lusitano, and it's a beautiful breeding farm. And their program is just absolutely amazing. It's called Rancho Cariama, and it's in Limeira, Brazil. And it's owned by Paula and Renata. I got to share the arena with the master. His name is Samuel Lopez Candle. And he's going to be the new director of the Royal Andalusian School of Equestrian Art, which I think is amazing. It's sort of like the, you know, the school in Austria, but in Spain, basically.
Wow.
And his, it was so, he was so gracious. You know, I was a little nervous at first to share an arena with somebody like that and how that was going to work. And, you know, we had a language barrier and all that, but, it was great. I mean, he was so amazing. His in hand work and the work he did, you know, leading up, to the Piaf with the riders under saddle. I was just so much fun to watch. And, you know, at the end, he gave me wonderful compliments because I rode probably 7 horses on the last day that they had there for sale, which I'm hoping to also have a partnership with the farm, you know, down the road with, you know, being able to bring their horses and, you know, sort of promote their farm and what they're doing as well. But it was a great experience. I got to teach all Grand Prix riders who had gotten, who rode in the Pan American Games, medaled in the Pan American Games, South American champion, judges. I mean, it was really amazing. Really amazing.
That is so cool. I love
it. Yeah. Yeah.
And then you literally hopped in a car and drove up here to Kentucky.
Yeah. That like day and a half later, we were in a car and then we made it. So, I have to say your farm is gorgeous. I just loved your farm and I loved the drive to your farm, the whole, all the neighboring farms and just how pretty it was. Usually when I go to Kentucky, it's, for the finals. So it's fall.
It's cold.
Yeah. It doesn't have the same look. So that was the first time I got to see it in the summer. So it was really beautiful.
I love that. We do live in a particularly beautiful part of the world and we had some beautiful evenings and it was quite nice. And so I was glad. I was so happy to share with you. We had two other participants with us, Patty Mayer and Jennifer Truitt. And it was fun. Jen brought her assistant. I had a good friend of mine and young professional Laura Himes brought her horses. So it was a real fun feeling and time for learning, which was great. And you and I were chatting. We drove together to the horse park and we were chatting about a little bit why we're moving forward in the program. And I thought that was such a cool, insightful question. So I'm going to ask that back to you. Why are you doing? Because you and I technically are already FEI certified. So let's talk a little bit about the program and what's going on.
I mean, you're a well-established trainer. You have your own farm. I have my own farm. I have a full clinic schedule. I have a full barn, students who trailer in. So it's not, doing the certification is not something that any of us have to do for our business. But I think I think you feel the same way. We believe in a program of certification so that, not anybody can just become an instructor. We have to make sure that our instructors moving forward are knowledgeable and that there's some kind of governing body that, makes sure that happens. And that's what the USDF is doing. I mean, I feel like down the road, I don't know how any of this would ever be possible, but where it would become almost mandatory to either be certified or licensed.
Yeah.
And that there maybe are, approved instructors or what have you, that if you wanted to become certified, you would have to have maybe so many hours with these approved people throughout the country, someone in Texas, someone in California. And now with virtual lessons, you could have maybe you needed however many hours riding with these people and also teaching where they're observing your teaching. You could go through certification.
This is a super idea, Stacey. I'm going to write this down.
Yeah.
I too am certified, but through fourth level. And I just want to say thank you to you and Reese for becoming certified. I feel like we are a special group of instructors that believe in certification. And I really want to see the program grow and flourish. I also want to say a huge thank you to Reese because I believe this is the first time the FEI seminar certification has been hosted. Isn't that correct?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
so this is actually a big deal that A, you participated as well as Reese and as well as hosting. And my question is, I'm a fourth level instructor, certified instructor. What advice would you give me moving up into the B certification? Because I really want to do that.
Yeah, I mean, definitely the workshops are huge because that totally prepares you for it. One of the things that helped me and still does when I'm thinking about preparing for certification is while I'm teaching, I, pretend as if I'm being examined so that I go through all the, the safety check and, you know, have a beginning, a body, an end to my session where I can explain myself. And that helps me to teach better, you know, because I really have to make sense of what I'm doing so I can explain it to somebody else. I think that, you know, just sort of thinking in that way, as far as staying really structured in what you're doing, is going to help you get through a certification for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that the hardest thing, Megan, and to all our listeners or to people that are interested in the program, it is hard. This is not easy. I, you know, both Stacey and I can tell you, you know, you got to go up in front of, you know, in our cases, you know, very, very well-known people. And
yeah,
we basically have to justify what we're doing, and they're growing pains. I mean, it's not easy. It's just like anything. I will never forget my grad school comps, you know, in school when I was getting my master's. Like, oh my God, I had to walk in that room and I was like, you got this, Reese. And the voice in the back of my head is like, you don't got this, you know? But I mean, that's part of this, right? That's part of lifelong learning in our sport, and why, you know, Stacey and I both said it. I have also, everyone who is knows the show knows that Philip, our late Philip, who is my co-host before Megan, he was very believed in certifications. And as a memory to him, I felt very, I felt like it was something he would say, you got to do. And I would call him and he would say, put your big girl pants on and go out there and do it. Yeah. And so I'm doing it also for Philip and his memory, but for the fact that we all believe in certification and how difficult it is. And for those that are listening, when I did my first certification, I think I was 22 or 24. I was early 20s and I was certified through fourth level then. And I mean, I literally did my grad school comp 3 weeks later and it was cake compared to this. Like,
it's
hard.
It's very hard. It is. It's hard. You know, you want to, I mean, I guess a little bit of you kind of wants to conform a little in that you want to be able to show what they want you to show. But then another part is, you want to be able to be yourself.
Yes.
And not just because you're more comfortable that way, but to know that being yourself is really adequate, you know?
Right, right. So. Absolutely. And I think, but to learn and to stretch yourself is really part of it, right? Like at the end of the day, I think that's what Stacey and I wanted to talk about tonight was how important it is to stretch yourself. And I hope that my students look at what I'm doing of like, hey, look at her stretching herself. She doesn't have to do this, but it's important to me to continue to learn and get better at my profession and my job. And I think we feel the same way. And Megan, I know you feel the same way. And also as stewards of the sport, it's important, you know, we all own farms. And so to host these events, it's what you build. Okay. It's not exactly what I built the farm for, but I have this wonderful facility. We're 10 minutes from the office. And so we were able to go do some classroom work at the USDF office. And, that's quite cool to have the facility close and then to share Lexington and the fun things we have here, the food and the libation we have, you know, it was fun as a group to do that.
I mean, but just what's happening now, you know, I mean, we met each other, we didn't know each other. And I, when I watched you ride, I really respected your riding. I thought you had amazing feel and that made me, you know, I learned from watching you and that made me feel good. And I learned from watching all the girls. So it's just still further education. You know, this sport is never ending. That's for sure.
Right. Right. And I think Megan, you'll have the same, you know, you're hosting the national level workshops this week, right? At your farm.
This weekend. I'm very, very much excited to host and give back to the program. I really believe in the program and I would love to see, like we talked about with Ann Gribbins, a national center. I don't know if that's even feasible, but I'm happy to host every year and promote certification because I really believe in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, the other thing is, I think one of the things that I hear people are like, oh, it's so expensive. And it is. It is an expensive endeavor. Stacey had to come up here. I mean, I slept in my own bed, but, you know, there are other costs of getting the farm ready and hosting. But there are costs. But you know, I come from a medical family and medical background, and my mom's a nurse, my dad's a doctor, and they are constantly having to do more certifications. Yep. My sister's also a nurse. And so, you know, the amount of certifications and continuing education that they do every year is astounding and good, right? You don't want those, you don't want your healthcare providers to not be up on the times, right?
Exactly.
And so it's the same type of situation. So, you know, I do want to mention the Dressage Foundation has some grants that are available. I know our local GMO. Now you have to kind of look for it. It's not right up in the front, but they have a grant for anyone in the state of Kentucky mm-hmm. or anyone that's a KDA member to that in good standing, they will help pay for some of the workshops. So that's really interesting. And so even if, you know, your GMO, go to your GMO and say, hey, can we do a fundraiser or can I do a clinic? Can you help me fund? There are ways to help pay for it is where I'm going yeah. with this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's really important to remember that too, is yes, it is expensive, but this is our profession. This is what we do for a living. And so that's, sorry, that's a little bit my soapbox is you can get some of this paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's also, you know, a tax write-off to a certain degree with yes. continuing education. So,
yes,
and
exactly.
And it's yep. it's well worth it. And Stacey, maybe you could share with our listeners, like, did you ride? Did you teach? Maybe what happened during the program for anyone who doesn't understand what happens?
Well, I know with each different certification with, you know, each level, it's a little bit different. Like the lower level certification is, you know, group lesson and lunging and lunge lessons and such like that. Mm-hmm. But for us, just this weekend, we taught one lesson on one day and then rode a horse on the second day. And also Lilo gave a demonstration lesson. So, you know, there was just a lot of dialogue. It was nice to be able to also watch others teach and to be able to talk about that. And, you know, Lilo would step in while we were teaching to offer suggestions and not just suggestions about, you know, how we were teaching, but suggestions on how to be good at being tested so that mm-hmm. you were able to present yourself in the way that they want you to present yourself so that you knew everything that they wanted to see so that you had a chance of passing certification.
Yeah. Yeah. They really want you to succeed, right? They don't mm-hmm. want you to go on to the testing and not succeed. And yeah. I think that's important to know. But that's the thing, like that's when, you know, now at the FEI level, the three of us were certified and one lady's lower level certified. So, you know, we've gone through the process. And so now we can actually work together and talk together of like, hey, how would you deal with this problem and that kind of stuff. And that's really the community you want. You know, yeah. I want to be able to call Stacey and say, hey, Stacey, I have a PRE and I'm having trouble with this. How would you mm-hmm. suggest I fix it? Or yeah, any mm-hmm. horse. I just, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And have that camaraderie. I think that's really, really important in our sport. You know, Stacey and I live 7 hours away from each other. But to be able to have it be networked together and have a conversation is so cool.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
A huge part of what we're mm-hmm. doing. So, you know, all three of us are huge on it. We are all happy to answer questions about our experiences. If anyone has questions, you know, we would happily answer them for sure.
So, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. I love it. Well, girls, you know, again, it we got to keep stretching and keep getting better. And that's what we all want to do. And
you definitely know people put your ego aside.
Yeah, you do. And I mean, you know, again, on some level,
pie.
Yeah.
Be okay with that.
Yes. Yes. And people that are listening to the podcast, you guys are all, you know, if you have coaches, help encourage them, because I know sometimes it's hard to take that first step.
Yeah.
And, or, you know, help your instructor, you know, if a barn gets together and helps with the tuition, that's huge. That's so helpful because that is a barrier for people. And, you know, we'll get people to stretch and move forward. So I love it.
I also think that some insurance companies, as far as liability goes, give a discounted rate to certified instructors as well.
I think you're right.
I think so. Yeah.
Another huge bonus. And the FEI, we get some great benefits, for doing it. And I don't know about you guys, but you know, I was young when I got certified, and it was really helpful in my career then, because, you know, I grew up in the same town that I live in, and I know people remembered me riding my ponies, and I'm sure I was always wonderful. And never was a brat or anything. You know, I'm sure people remember.
So, I don't believe that, Reese. I'm sure.
Let's be real. Like, I'm sure I was a punk at some point. But if somebody saw me being a punk sometime.
I totally agree with you, Reese. I did it when I was younger as well. And I'm so much more organized because of the program. Yeah. My lessons have structure. Yeah. And really, it's the first time we are actually evaluated. Yes, we get money. From customers, but we're actually evaluated on our methodology. Are we professional? So I totally agree with you.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I love that. I love that. Well, Stacey, I wanted to change gears a little bit, because next week you're heading to the Festival of Champions at Grand Prix.
Yeah. I'm really, really excited about it.
I love that. Tell us about your horse. I'm going to say his name wrong. So I'm going to let you say his name. Tell us about your horse. Forever.
His name is Estaton.
I love it.
You know, it's the Spanish name. I mean, he's a super horse. He's really pretty average PRE. There's nothing, you know, it's not like he's trotting out in the fields and your jaw drops. He's just, you know, you're pretty much your stereotypical PRE, but he's so trainable and he's so willing, and he comes out, you know, every day the same, working hard. So, I mean, for me, I look forward to riding him every day, and I'm really proud that he's qualified. He's the only PRE in his class. I know there's a Lusitano, which I think is super cool, that's also in his class. But Estaton has a special story. He was a friend of mine's horse, and she was diagnosed with cancer, and she gave him to me. Which was amazing. So, and I know that her dream, like what she wanted for him, was she wanted to be able to have qualified him for this developing Grand Prix. And that was something that she was working towards. So he already knew, how to do some changes and pee off, and, not 100%. She was touching on it all. She was getting started. So, you know, a lot of his, baseline training, you know, comes from her. And, it's just a wonderful, wonderful gift. And I just think about her all the time.
I love that so much. I really do. Well, yeah. We are going to be cheering you on for sure in 2 weeks. And we can't wait to hear all about it and to hear how you guys rock it. And Stacey, thanks so much for coming on the show. And how can our listeners find you online?
Well, I'm on Facebook, Stacey Hastings, and also I have a business Facebook, Stacey Hastings Dressage, and I'm also on Instagram, Stacey Hastings Dressage.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much and good luck. And I can't wait to see you. We have another certification probably this winter, and we'll hang out again. So I can't.
Yeah. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Keep flies in check with Chewy, from fly sprays and masks to sheets, boots, traps, and even feed-through supplements. You'll find everything you need to keep your horse comfortable all season long. Shop trusted favorites like Ultra Shield, Cashel, and Simplify, plus tons of other top-rated brands you know and love. Whether you're protecting your horse in the pasture or keeping your barn a fly-free zone, Chewy makes it easy. Fast, free shipping on orders over $49 and all your go-to fly control essentials in one place. For a fly-free season, for the brands you trust, for fast delivery, there's Chewy. Shop now at chewy.com/equine.
Well, we are so excited to have Megan Ward. She is the president of the Eastern Iowa Dressage and Eventing Association. And drumroll, please, They won the GMO 2024 Participation Award for the book club. Megan, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much. I'm excited.
We are thrilled to have you. And first of all, I heard that you and Megan met over the weekend. So tell us about this scene because it's awesome.
We were stalled across from each other at a dressage show, Sorensen Equestrian Park. And I happened to have a purple dressage coat that she immediately said, I have to have a picture of you with that. And as she was doing that, I said, hey, I know you guys love the book club. And did you know that our GMO won the participation award?
It was awesome. Love it. It was so awesome, Reese. And then, Megan, you have to tell everyone all the things you do to promote the book club. Because I was like, wow, this lady is amazing.
Well, I decided that we are going to win it again next year.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So they sent us a banner that we could use. We got it on our Facebook page. We have it on our website. I use it at the top of the newsletters. And then I thought, huh, let's put it on a swag bag. So the swag bags we give out to, like, you know, writers or our gift bags, thank you gifts, all of those participation, you know, people in clinics, they get a bag that's got that participation award logo on it. It's beautiful, a beautiful, like pastel rainbowy kind of color. So it looks great.
And I have the picture you sent me, and it will be attached to this podcast link. So everyone who's listening, you can see a picture of the bag.
I love that. I know, Megan, we got to work for this bag. I want a bag. That sounds so cool.
I want a bag too. I was like, wait a minute. Why don't we have a bag?
I might trade you to get one of the book club bookmarks.
We don't. Yeah, this is really cool, everybody. You do get a bookmark. We don't have power of the bookmark, actually. No power other than. But we can talk to Amy at USDF for sure. Yeah, we don't have that power. But tell everybody, so tell us, what are some events you've done for the book club? Because we love this idea that we like friendly competition here in the podcast. So, you know, this would be good. This is a little friendly competition.
Yeah, so what we did was we got the logo on there. So we had our swag bags. And then suddenly, somehow, mysteriously, anonymously donated was all of the future selections for 2025.
Yes.
So every event that we were at, we would do a door prize. And we're a very small GMO, so we don't put on our own shows, definitely not a recognized show. But we support all of the other activities that are going around. So any of our activities, which are usually educational, we would give one of the books as book selections for the book club as a door prize.
Love that.
And then we were asked to, if we wanted to do a donation for the Region 4 youth writers. So we took two selections and we put those into their silent auction, and it got quite a few bids on it. So people were able to bid and get the next two selections. I love that. So that worked out well. So we picked up some extras. We'll be doing that again at the regional championships. That'll be our silent auction donations this year are always going to be the book club selections.
Oh, thank you. I want to hear what in the last year, what was your favorite book that you read through the book club?
Oh gosh. That's
I know, right?
Yeah, really.
I do. Megan and I do have a hand in selecting. We have a big hand in selecting that. So we're glad to hear that, because it definitely a lot of thought goes into doing that.
I'm really partial to Janet Foy's, because I mm-hmm. got to see her at the USDF convention.
Yes.
And, you know, listen to her on the podcast, and then again for the book club. And so I'm really partial. And she's also the one that wrote my favorite comment on a dressage test ever. We had a really bad test and the horse was cranky. Mm-hmm. And she wrote, "Horse woke up on the wrong side of the stall."
Oh, I love
it. It just made me laugh and all of my worries went away. So
I love that. You know, she's quite she's our most senior judge. And, you know, it's cool to have senior judges because they've been there, they've seen it, and hope to see that again. I love that. So tell us a little bit about what do you like about being president of your GMO? Because, you know, I'm curious because we want more and more people to be involved with their GMOs.
Well, I'm an instigator.
And I really didn't mean to
be president, but I'm an instigator. And so this just kind of let me instigate in like even more. So one of the things I did along with the book club is that all summer long, we're doing Throwback Thursdays once a month. And we're just going through the old book club pieces. So, cause you know, they get posted.
Yes.
So we just replay those. And then everybody, you know, I'll take the quiz, you know, while everybody's kind of like watching, helping. And then I encourage them to go take the quiz and gosh, we're all getting 100%.
Yay! I love that. That is so cool.
And so what I love most is that I'm just passionate about education, and books have just always been such a inspiration to me. And now that I commute quite a bit, I am always listening to audiobooks. And I just love to pass on and discuss and, you know, like get other people passionate about learning about dressage and not, it's not just about sitting in the saddle. There's so much more to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I really love about the book club is just them being able to share with us and then being able to talk to the author so that you hear this real person sharing passionate, you know, their passion about dressage. It's just, it's wonderful.
Thank you for everything you do for the book club. Can you tell us a little bit about your horse?
Oh, the horse I'm riding right now is, his name is Vacation, registered name.
Oh, I love that.
And he's out of Vidmark. He's 20 years old this year. Doesn't look a day over like, you know, 10.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just having a great year. We're going out. We finally finished our scores and earned the silver freestyle bar.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Girl. Get after it.
Congratulations.
Yeah. So I decided that I was going to work on what I call are my little old lady scores. Because I'm old. And the master's challenge, you have to be over 60. I definitely met that. So we've come back down the levels and we're riding, you know, first and second level so I can get the scores for the master's challenge. And then the last show that I was at, along with Megan, mm-hmm. I wrote a pre-St. George test so that I could finish off my FEI master's challenge. And I'm planning on being on the stage a lot at the awards banquet.
That's what I'm talking about. I will definitely be here because obviously it's in my town. So I will be cheering for you like crazy.
Yeah.
Wonderful. I'm very, very, very grateful and lucky to have borrowed a friend's mare and bred for him. So I've had him before he actually existed, because I'm the one that carried the container out to the pasture.
I love and that story.
It's been a fascinating, wonderful journey. I mean, you know, there's always some bittersweet parts, you know, like that test that Janet wrote about.
Yep.
But through all of it, it's just been fantastic. I just can't imagine. He's definitely a horse of a lifetime for me.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Well, Megan, thank you so much for coming on the show. And how can our listeners find your club online?
We do have a Facebook page, and it's Eastern Iowa Dressage and Eventing. Association. And then our website is easterniowadressageandeventing.com.
Perfect. I love it. I love it. Well, you guys keep it up. We want to be there for the banner this year. And we hope we're game for everybody, but we'd be excited if you won for sure.
Yeah. I'm pushing for it. I send out notifications of what's going on and what book's going on. So it's not for lack of not knowing that our members I think they're more involved this year because they know about it and they get a reminder in the morning.
I love it. I love that. And you're like, every day we're winning this. I love it. Yes. I love your instigation. Yes. It's amazing. Well, thank you so much for your time and keep up all the amazing work you're doing.
Thank you. Ditto to you guys. I love this show.
Super. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Good luck with everything this season.
Want to reach a passionate, engaged audience of horse lovers? The Horse Radio Network, with thousands of listeners worldwide, offers unique sponsorship opportunities to connect your brand with horse owners, riders, and enthusiasts. Over 90% of our listeners have bought a product from a HRN ad in the past year. Partner with HRN and take your brand to the next level. Visit www.horseradionetwork.com/advertise today.
Tonight, we are so excited, and this is really an honor because we have had Lexi Kmet on the show as she's gone through the North American Young Rider Program. And now, my goodness, I have goosebumps because I am introducing the team gold medalist from Region 4, the individual Young Rider gold medalist, and the freestyle silver medalist, Lexi Kmet. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
I truly do, girl. I mean, Megan and I competed with your mom. And so I have goosebumps because I've literally, known about you since you were on your ponies. And now to have you on the show again, we've had you on before, but what does it feel like to be a champion? Like, this is amazing.
It's pretty incredible. It's pretty special. I feel like I truly don't quite have all the words to grasp it. But coming home from this week, I have, together with the horses, the incredible horses I've ridden with our team, we've come home with now 7 NAYC gold medals and 9 total NAYC medals. So it's pretty crazy.
It's pretty crazy, but also amazing. So tell us about Tino, your mount. I'm going to let you tell us his fancy name because it's a big fancy name.
Yes. So Gatino, his full name is Gatino Von Hoff Olympia. And Gatino is a pretty, pretty incredible horse. He has been part of our family's lives since he was 5. And we purchased him directly from his breeder and his first rider. And it's just been pretty incredible and fun to still be in connection with them. And have them be part of our journey and to keep up with how he's doing and us with how they are doing and all that. So he has been with us since he was 5 and he is now 14. Wow. So getting to know him over those 9 years, not as a rider as much as a groom or even a sibling sometimes in the field has been really fun. And so I started riding him only about 6 or 7 months ago, off and on. And so to be able to compete on him and for my mom to feel like our partnership is strong enough to then allow me the opportunity, to ride and compete her incredible horse is just so special.
Well, massive congratulations. How are you guys going to celebrate?
Well, I can tell you how Gatino celebrated. He got a boatload of bananas. That is his all-time favorite treat. And so he probably had an unhealthy amount of bananas, but that's okay. We will diet after the championships are over. But yeah, so lots of bananas. Honestly, after the team day or individual day, I don't remember what it was, but people are like, so how are you celebrating? I'm like, you know what? I am going to go get some pizza with my family and then go take a nap because the adrenaline had worn off and I was very tuckered out. So it sounded like pretty good celebration to me.
Absolutely. And you guys just drove through the night to get home before the interview. So I'm sure once you're done with your interview, you're probably also going to go to sleep, which I totally understand.
Yeah. Yep.
I love that. So now are you guys heading to Festival of Champions this year?
Yes, we are. So we now have, I believe, 2 solid weeks at home. He will have most of this week off to rest. He had a long, tiring week. So this morning he was out bright and early into his nice big pasture with his grass. And he has his favorite thing to do back here at home is to go over to his big watering tank and to just drink and drink and drink. And then when I'm like, okay, Tino, time to come inside, he pulls me over, make sure that he gets one more last good drink before he goes inside.
I love that.
So he's quirky. It's pretty cute. I'm like, I never thought that drinking out of the water tank would be so cute. But yeah. It makes it very, very cute, you know.
I love it. So what was, you know, how was Young Riders? Be kind of our reporter on the ground. Like, how was it this year?
Every year, it's just so special. Especially this year being the inaugural children's year of having the children's team competition. My first steps into the FBI levels were through children's and going through Festival of Champions and winning the national championship the 2 years that I did it. And so being able to then bring the children's riders into the NAYC, into that big international competition step, was very fun. And to have teams from Canada and Mexico and the U.S. and then a lot more different countries on the jumping side. It's always just such an honor to represent my community, my team, my horses, and my country there. So it's really fun.
So Lexi, tell us about the championships. Have you made long-lasting friendships? I know I have because that's where I met Reese. Yep. So
and your mom, Jamie. Yeah, you met your mom through that program. Like, and we're all friends many, many years ago.
Yeah, of course. I absolutely love these championships, and NAYC as long as well its festival, and then being able to see each other sometimes during the Wellington, Florida season is just a really special time for me to meet new friends and to see old friends that I really aren't or really am not able to see a lot because we often live across the country or in different countries even. So to have an entire week of really being surrounded by each other and being in the barns together and going out to dinner after competitions and just having so much time with our horses and with our friends is really special.
That is so cool. I love that. That is a huge part. And they have really fun social events, right? There was a golf cart parade. Like, what are some things that they do at the championships where you get to meet everybody from all the discipline, all the different divisions?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So the North American Youth Championships is run by fantastic, fantastic people. And Traverse City Horse Shows, Flint Fields Horse Park does a fantastic job of bringing in community events. And so one of the first nights there is a Parade of Nations. And so each nation and each region presents into the arena and has their country's flags and all this stuff. And then after that, there's normally a meet and greet / hangout time with ice cream trucks and interviews. Ooh. And bull, like the inflatable bull riding and just fun stuff just to like really be a community of horse people and to meet new people and to hang out. So that's a big one. There's also, like you said, the golf cart parade is a highly anticipated NAYC.
Yes.
Tradition. It's actually, this year was my first year of doing it. The past couple of years it has that I've been at NAYC. It was not in the schedule. So I was very excited.
Yeah, they brought it back. Yeah,
they did. They did. And it was very fun. My Region 4 team and I, we went full throttle and full out in the Barbie theme for our golf cart.
Nice.
And so everything was pink. Everything was Barbie. And it was very fun. So very fun. And too, to be able to see everyone's creativeness, not only on their horses, but in doing something that I would call more more like a normal people thing.
Yeah, like because the horses absolutely
aren't really normal people thing, but just like that creative side of just giggling and having fun and dressing up and being silly is really fun.
Yeah. I love that. I love it. I love it. So you have festival and then what happens? I can't, are you in school? What happens after festival for you?
Yes. Yeah, so I am going into my sophomore year of college.
That's what I thought.
Everyone keeps asking me, being like, okay, like when do you start back to school? I'm like, you know what? I haven't even thought that far yet.
It's I've got
other classes signed up. I just finished up a summer class I was taking that finished the day before leaving for NAYC. wow. And so, yeah, I've been busy, but
you have been
it's been good.
I love it. But I love that you're going to college. You're still riding. You're still a medalist. Like, it's really important, I know, to your family and to your parents, your education. So I had to highlight it. But I get it because I'm also working on my schoolwork, Lexi. So I opened the book today. I was like, oh, I got to get this organized. It's time. Yeah. So I get it. I get it. Well, I love that. Well, Lexi, we want to wish you all the best of luck at festival. We're going to report to everyone and be cheering you on. And thank you so much for coming on the show. You drove all night. And we just wish you the best of luck. And we've got you. We're thinking about you, my friend.
Thank you so much. And thank you so much for having me. It's been really fun. I was just now thinking back about like, wow, my first interview with you guys was so many years ago.
Yes, and I remember.
I was so nervous. I was like, oh, am I going to say the right thing? And I'm like, you guys are just, you're old friends. Like we're just chatting and we're having good time. So
that's
thank
exactly
you so much for
point.
Having me back.
Oh, we're so thrilled to have you back. Thanks so much for coming. And we're going to keep an eye on you, my friend. You're quite a star. We love having you on as well.
Thank you.
Well, Megan, we have a great book club book going on, don't we, right now?
We sure do. 33 Strength and Fitness Workouts for Horses by Jack Ballou.
It's a great book. I've been pulling it out just because I'm, you know, trying to do some different things. I'm trying to get Rocky a little bit stronger for more of the upper level work. So I'm already pulling him out and it's a great book. So I hope everyone enjoys it. As always, you can find our show notes and links to today's guests on our page at horseradionetwork.com. Search Dressage Radio Show. Like us on Facebook, just search Dressage Radio Show. My website is maplecrestfarmky.com and my email is reese@horseradionetwork.com.
And my website is lindenhoff.com and my email is lindenhoffllc@gmail.com. We'd like to thank our friends and show sponsors, Kentucky Performance Products and Chewy. If you'd like to support our show and the Horse Radio Network, you can do that through the auditor program found at horseradionetwork.com. Keep on kicking on until the next show. Talk to you soon.